In Houston, defense lawyers for former Enron executives Kenneth Lay and Jeffrey Skilling are giving their closing arguments. Today, Skilling's lawyer, Daniel Petrocelli, told the jury that while his client had made mistakes, he did not commit any crimes. NPR's Wade Goodwin is at the federal courthouse in Houston. He joins us once again. Wade, I understand that Skilling's lawyer gave a passionate and occasionally angry defense of his client. What did he say?
Well, Daniel Petrocelli demonstrated why he commands the millions of dollars in fees that he gets. In a little over 3 hours, he tore into the prosecution's case. Its witnesses, its indictment, doing everything he could to leave reasonable doubt in his wake. He started off this morning by confronting the jury, and he demanded of them that during their deliberations, they shouldn't compromise among themselves and try to find Skilling guilty of some counts, even if the evidence wasn't there, just so they could find him guilty of something. Petrocelli said, this man's on trial. He's a real person. Look him in the eyes over the next 3 hours. Look into his soul. And if you see a criminal, and see if you see a criminal, if you do, then find him guilty. Petrocelli said that Skilling built Enron, that he loves the company to this day, and that he'll be tortured for the rest of his life by what happened to it. But he asserted that Skilling didn't commit any crimes and that he deserved to go home at the end of the trial along with everybody else.
Now, the heart of the government's case was this testimony by nearly a dozen former Enron executives, all implicated Ken Lay and Jeff Skilling. What did Petrocelli have to say about them?
Well, this is the great dilemma for the defense. How do you attack the credibility of so many witnesses without jeopardizing your own credibility in the process? But Petrocelli was adept. With some witnesses, he didn't attack them directly. Instead, he kind of pitied them as victims who were strong-armed by the prosecutors in order to save themselves from having their lives ruined any further. Other witnesses, like Andrew Fastow, the company's crooked CFO, Petrocelli went after him aggressively. One of the key moments in the trial was when Fastow testified that he and Skilling had secret side agreements on several of the off-balance sheet partnerships that Fastow was in charge of. Fastow called these side agreements between he and Skilling bear hugs, which was his term for a kind of secret handshake. But Petrocelli clearly thought this testimony by Fastow was nuts. They're trying to put my client in jail with bear hugs. Bear hug here, bear hug there. One bear hug was rejected, so he hugged another bear. This is a criminal case. This is not a petting zoo. And the courtroom exploded into laughter. Andrew Fastow had been judged by many to have been a surprisingly effective witness for the government, but I think Petrocelli may have fatally damaged that part of the government's case with his closing statements today.
Now, it sounds as if he also attacked the integrity of the attorneys at the other table, the prosecutors.
Yeah, that was the defense's overarching theme, that this wasn't some law and order episode where the prosecutors followed the trail of evidence which then led them to the bad guys. Petrocelli accused the government of having had Skilling and Lay in their sights all along and doing whatever it took to build a case around them, you know, just they were determined to put Lay and Skilling in jail. You know, many of these executives who were the government's witnesses when they were first interviewed by the FBI, they defended their innocence and insisted they'd done nothing wrong. And then, when they took the stand to testify for the government, they had to recount those earlier statements. But Petrocelli said today that those executives were actually telling the truth in those initial interviews. And then he role-played for the jury the absurdity of his cross-examination of those witnesses. You didn't lie. Yes, I did. You didn't commit any crimes. Yes, I did. You're not guilty. Yes, I am. Petrocelli said it was an insane situation that was brought on by the prosecutor's overzealousness.
And Kenneth Lay's legal team is up next. What do we expect?
Well, they're in the middle of giving their closing arguments right now. And then tomorrow, prosecutors will have one final opportunity to rebut the defense's closing arguments since they have the burden of proof. But Judge Simeon Lake won't allow that to be very long. So I expect the case to be in the jury's hands by mid-morning tomorrow.
Thank you, Wade.
My pleasure.
NPR's Wade Goodwin at the Enron trial in Houston.